$50. Jim Burton is a music student from Illinois who wants to replace Robert and become today's champ. And Terry Tang is a lawyer from Seattle, Washington, who has the same ambitions. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television, where players take big risks for big money. And now let's learn a little something about the three very competitive players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Jim.
Hi, Peter. My name's Jim Burton. I'm 23 years old. I just moved out here from Illinois after touring the United States for a year with the Young Americans. I'm a music major and plan on attending Berklee School of Music in Boston in the fall.
Terrific. Well, Jim, maybe you can make some money and help you go through school. And that always helps, right? All right, let's meet our champ for a day, Robert. And Robert, your total of winnings was 4,900 and... it's something, eh? 4,900, whatever, we're rounding off. Almost $5,000. Yeah. How does it feel?
I'm telling you, when I came on the show, I just figured I'd have some fun. I really had no idea that I would win. Feels great. What can I say?
I imagine. It feels terrific. And let's find out about Terry.
Hi, Peter. I'm Terry Tang. I was raised here in Los Angeles. I've just come back from several years on the East Coast, and it feels great to be out here back on the West Coast, and I'm a lawyer in Seattle, Washington.
All right. Well, welcome to Press Your Luck.
Thank you.
All right. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions and the correct answers. The only spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and fabulous prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, you'll make money, as I did. Unless, of course, you hit a whammy. Meet the whammy and say sayonara to the sum of your accounts receivable. Huh? Terry knows what I'm talking about. The player with the most money at the end of the game gets to keep it all. Return tomorrow to play again. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Here's the first question. Today's show host Jane Pauley and her husband Gary Trudeau are expecting twins at the end of this year. What famous cartoon does he draw? Terry?
Doonesbury.
Doonesbury, Terry says. If she's right, she picks up three spins. I'm going to give Terry's answer and two others to Jim and Robert. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the answer Doonesbury, Peanuts, or Dennis the Menace? Jim?
Doonesbury.
Doonesbury, Jim says. Robert?
Doonesbury.
Doonesbury. And the big famous cartoon that he draws is Doonesbury. Everybody wins on that. Jim picks up a spin for one. Robert picks up a spin. He's got one. And Terry buzzed in, so she picks up three. And here we go with our second question. According to New York Magazine, it is customary for most government workers to call it a day and clear out of the office by what time? Robert.
5 p.m.
5 p.m., Robert says. All right, is the correct answer 5 o'clock, 4:30, or 5:30, Jim?
I have a feeling that it's 5 o'clock, too.
5 o'clock, says Jim. Terry.
It's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock. The right time is 4:30 p.m. You guys would have overtime, but you didn't win any spins, so we're still with Jim with one, Robert with one, and Terry with one. And here is the third question. Actor James Earl Jones isn't seen in the three Star Wars movies, but his voice is heard. What character uses his voice? Terry.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, Terry says. All right, is the correct answer Darth Vader, Chewbacca, or R2-D2, Jim?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, says Jim. Robert.
It's Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader, and indeed it is Darth Vader. Everybody picks up spins on that one. And that means Jim picks up a spin and goes to two. Robert picks up a spin and goes to two, and Terry buzzed in, so she gets three big ones and goes to six. All right, here is our fourth and final question. His first book, The Naked and the Dead, made him very famous. His latest, Ancient Evenings, is making him wealthy. Who is this well-known American writer? Terry.
Norman Mailer.
All right, Terry. She says Norman Mailer. Is the correct answer Norman Mailer, Gore Vidal, or Truman Capote? Jim?
Norman Mailer.
Norman Mailer says Jim. Robert?
I'll have to go along with Norman Mailer.
Everybody says Norman Mailer. Norman Mailer, the writer of Ancient Evenings, is indeed Norman Mailer. And everybody picked up spins. All right, that was our last question. Jim picks up a spin and goes to three. Robert picks up a spin and goes to three. Terry buzzes in for three more and goes to nine. All right, you're going to all have a chance to convert your spins into dollars at the exciting Press Your Luck game board right after this. Remember, each time you spin, everything's at stake, and four whammies will put you out of this game. Now, the player with the fewest spins, actually it's a tie between Jim and Robert, and we had a decision-making process before the game that the player to my furthest left would go first in the event of a tie. That is Jim. Jim, with three spins, are you ready to press your luck?
I am.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, what a way to start. A whammy. Well, I got to tell you, Jim, that if you're going to start... if you're going to get a whammy, that's the best place to get it. Didn't cost you really anything. One spin, one whammy. You got two spins left. You ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Here we go.
Go on.
Stop. Stop at $300. All right, Jim, $300 for you. You have got one spin left, $300, and you want to press your luck or pass?
I want to press my luck, Peter. Let's
All right, let $300 come up there momentarily. Trust us. Here we go. Pressing his luck. Stop at stainless steel cookware, and the value of that stainless cookware is $551. A grand total of $851, and now we go to Robert, who has his three spins to deal with. No dollars. Robert, are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go. Stop at an exercise cycle. Well done, Robert. And we'll see what that exercise cycle has as a value. It is $480.
Well done,
Robert. You've got two spins left?
Yes.
Yes, he does have two spins left. You want to press your luck or pass?
Press my luck.
Here we go. Stop it. Oh. You pressed it. You went for him, didn't you, Robert? You tried to get him.
That's right.
Okay, antagonize him. He'll really come after you. You've got one whammy, no dollars, but you've got a spin left to pick up some dollars.
Might as well go.
Here we go. Stop at $470. Okay. Robert, $470 for you. You're out of spins, and now we go to Terry, who's got nine spins and no dollars. Are you ready, Terry?
I'm ready.
All right, press your luck.
Stop
at $525. Yay! All right, Terry, eight spins left. Press your luck to pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Here we go again.
Stop
it. Go back two spaces to $750. Yay! That gives you $1,275. Press your luck to pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Go ahead.
Stop
at $1,000. $2,275, six spins left. You're well in the first place. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Going to go again. Here we go.
Stop
at $300, and you picked up a spin. $25.75, and now you've got six spins that you had before. If you pick one up, press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Going to keep going.
Stop
at $1,000. Wow, you're hot, Terry. $35.75. You still have five spins left. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
Going to keep going. Why not?
Stop
at another $100. $36.75, and four spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
Stop.
Oh, I knew he was looking in the bushes. You have no dollars, but you do have three spins. Let's see what you can do with that, okay? Here we go. Time to press our luck.
Stop
at $700. All right, Terry, you're in second position. $700. You have two spins left. You can press your luck or pass those spins to Jim. Since Jim has has the highest amount of money. You can pass
it. I'm going to press my luck.
Going to go for it. Here we go.
Stop
at $300, and you picked up a spin. Gives you a nice round $1,000, and you picked up a spin, so you still have two. You're now in first place. You want to press your luck or pass those spins to Jim. Pressing her luck is Terry.
Stop!
Oh, Terry. You never know how he's going to appear.
No, you don't.
All you know that he will eventually appear is the only thing we do know, unfortunately. All right, Terry, no dollars, two whammies, but you've got one spin left. You can't win the game when you're in third position. What are you going to do with the one spin? You're press your luck? All right, see if we can get some dollars here.
Stop
at $200. All right, Terry, you came out. You got $200. Terry with $200. Robert with $470. And Jim, you are leading with $851, which you'll see later is a mighty big advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises right after this.
Ready?
All right, here comes the first question. How many children does Ronald Reagan have? Terry?
Three.
Three, Terry says. If she's right, she's going to pick up three spins. I'm going to give that answer three plus two others to Jim and Robert. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer three, four, or five children, Jim?
I believe the correct answer is four.
Four, Jim says. Robert, what do you say?
I believe that, too.
You're going to go with four?
Yes.
Well, President Reagan is called Dad by four children. Okay. That means Jim picks up a spin. He's got one. Robert picks up a spin. He's got one. And Terry sits with nothing. But here's our second question. When Christmas rolls around, the Barbie and Ken dolls will be wearing uniforms for what fast food chain? I'm going to give it to you in multiple choice form. I'll give you three answers. You get it right, you'll pick up a spin. The Barbie and Ken dolls will be wearing uniforms for the fast food chain of Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, or Taco Bell. What do you think, Jim?
I'll go with McDonald's.
McDonald's, Jim says. Robert?
McDonald's sounds good.
McDonald's, Terry.
I'll go with McDonald's.
Three McDonald's, and the answer is McDonald's. Everybody picks up a spin. All right. Jim picks up a spin, goes to two. Robert picks up a spin, goes to two. And Terry picks up one and goes to one. All right, here's your third question. The official 1984 Olympic mascot is named Sam, and he's a bird. What kind of bird? Terry?
He's an eagle.
He's an eagle, all right. Is the correct answer an eagle, a condor, or a dove, Jim?
A dove.
Jim says a dove. Robert?
I believe it's a dove.
Robert says a dove. The Olympic mascot, Sam, is an eagle. Terry is right. Okay, that means Jim picks up nothing, and neither does Robert. They both stay at two, but Terry buzzed in with three, so she picks up three and goes to four. Here is the fourth and final question. How many legs does the typical trivet have? Jim?
Three.
Three. All right, is the correct answer three, four, or zero? Robert?
Three.
Three. Robert, Terry?
I'll go for three.
Three. Three threes, and the trivet has three is the answer. Jim buzzes in and picks up three, so he goes to five. Robert winds up with one more and goes to three. And Terry picks up one and goes to five. And all our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner will be on Press Your Luck right after this. That the one thing that hasn't changed is the proverbial whammy. He is still up there waiting to take away all your money, so be careful. In terms of money, we've got Terry with $200, Robert with $470, and Jim at $851. Remember, Jim, I told you there was an advantage to having the most money in round two. That advantage is that no matter what happens, you will be the last player to play your spins and miss the final round, and that's an advantage. We're going to go to the player with the least money, and that is Terry with five spins. Terry, are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at Puerto Vallarta. A nice place to stop, Terry. It is a trip for two, six nights with a value of $1,393, giving you $1,593. You're in first place. Trust your luck or pass. Four spins left. Better go for it. All right, Terry, we don't need any more whammies.
Stop.
Stop at, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Out of the sky he comes. We never know where he's going to come from, Terry. Seriously, Terry, you have three spins, no dollars. Three spins, but you've got three whammies. She does have three spins. You've got three whammies, which is the most important element. You don't want to pick up another whammy, you're out of the game. You want to press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck.
You can't win much with no dollars. All right, here we go.
Stop!
Stop at a trip to Hong Kong. All right, a trip for two, six nights. A value of $3,036, Terry. Now, you're well into first place. You've got three whammies, two spins left. You want to press your luck, or do you want to pass those spins over to Jim? Remember, Jim gets them because he's got the next highest amount of money. What are you going to do, Terry?
I'll pass them over to Jim.
You're going to pass them. All right, Jim, here they come. Bingo. You can sit and contemplate those two passed spins. Well, we go over to Robert to see how he does with $470 and three spins. Robert, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Time to press it.
Stop
at $2,500. Robert, that brings you up to $2,970. Two spins left. You want to press your luck or pass? You're in second position.
I have to press my luck.
Going to have to press his luck, he says.
Stop.
Stop at $500. That gives you a total of $3,470. Yes, indeed. One spin left. You're now in first place. You want to press your luck or pass that spin to Terry?
I'm going to press my luck.
Press it one more time for Robert. Stop! Stop at $500. You picked up a spin. So now you've got yourself a total of $3,970. You still have one spin. You want to press your luck or pass?
I'm going to be a risk-taker and press my luck.
Our risk-taker is Robert. Let's see if it pays off. Stop at $1,250. Robert, it has paid off for you. You've got yourself a total of $5,220. You're now into first place. And we go over to Jim, who has $851. Two spins that you've got to take. We can't even discuss them. You've got to go for them. Here they are.
All right, let's go.
Stop it. Oh, Terry's better than you were. Jim, the whammy plowed you under. You have no dollars. And now those spins that were passed to you become earned spins. Because you hit a whammy, we make them earn spins, so you have six spins that you can do whatever you want with, and means you can pass them over to Robert, or obviously you can press your luck.
I'm going to press my luck.
Pressing your luck. Here we go.
Stop.
Oh! All right. In spite of what your read ad says, you have no dollars, and you have five spins, and most importantly, you have three whammies. You are in a predicament, a pickle. What do you want to do?
I've got to press my luck.
Got to make some money. Here we go. Stop at $750. Okay, you're back in the chip. Third place, 754 spins left. You want to press your luck or pass those spins to Robert?
I'm going to press my luck.
Keep going. Here we go. We're going to get into second position, which is the strategy position.
Stop.
Oh, and Jim, fourth whammy. Oh, at your fourth whammy, Jim, you're out of the game. Congratulations, Robert.
Thank you.
$5,220. We'll be right back, Robert, so sit and relax, and we'll find out what you won right after this message.
When you're in the Los Angeles area, we'd love to have you come to our contestant tryouts. Just call area code 213-461-0334.
Here we are back with today's Press Your Luck champion, Robert. And this is your second consecutive win, Robert. And today's winnings are all in cash, which means that you'll be adding $5,220 to the $4,598 in cash and prizes that you've already won, which gives you a grand total so far of $9,818. Congratulations, Robert. Well done. What are you going to do with all that? Can you double that money in the financial market?
In the stock market, I told you.
No problem?
No problem.
All right, we'll talk after the show, Robert. Now, Jim and Terry. Jim, I'm sure you will not forget the whammy, will you?
Not Terry, for a long time.
For a long time, exactly. You both played an excellent game. I want to thank you for being with us. You're not going away empty-handed because we've got some nice parting gifts for you, and I thank you both for playing on Press Your Luck. And now we're going to go back to Robert, because Robert, you know you're coming back tomorrow.
I sure am.
Do you have time to come back tomorrow, you think?
I'll make time.
You'll make time tomorrow. I had great confidence in you, Robert. And until then, of course, you remember that the whammy, well, he's kind of a cute little guy. Of course, as long as he shows up when someone else is spinning. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.
Here's what we have by departing contestants for Family Health. Easy-to-use Lumascope Digitonic Blood Pressure Pulse Monitor records readings for doctor's evaluation from Lumascope. And lose weight with control. Control capsules give your willpower the help it needs so you can eat less and lose weight. Use as directed. Also, a 3.5-quart crock pot. A blanket of heat circles a stoneware crock pot for roast, stews, and soups. Removable liner for serving and easy cleanup. And introducing Ragu, Pizza Quick Complete Kit for homemade pizza. Just open the box. It's Pizza Quick Kit. And open your own pizzeria. Plus an ice cream freezer, just like the good old days. Now you can make your own ice cream in this Richmond Cedar 5-quart electric freezer in just 30 minutes. Use a Stable or Rock Salt. We'll be right back. This is Rob Roddy speaking for Pressure Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation. This program has been edited for broadcast.